Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone. Ooh, once again, mahalo for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry on 99.5 FM, The Word, 9:30 to 10 p.m., Monday through Friday. You know, this show today on Monday is just going to be a big mahalo, a big recap for an event, an outreach that we just had on the island of Molokai on Saturday that I believe to the very core of my soul, to the very origin of my DNA, that the spirit of Molokai has changed forever and for God and for good. Amen. You know, but before we get into that, I want to remind all of you that we do have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. Last week I had a brain lapse, but I've come back to my senses. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. www.freeinsideministry.org. We also have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you who are still paddling and surfing the social media wave, we have a Facebook page, which is Free Inside Ministry. Recently, on the Free Inside Ministry page, if you do have Facebook, go check it out. We have over 1,000 likes on that page, this little ministry. But the interesting part, the part that is so revealing how God can use everything to build his kingdom. You see, the Lord takes the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise. You know why I know that? Because I'm living proof of that. I am nobody. Okay, I'm nobody. But the Lord uses me as a vessel, because you know why? I said those four words that can change your life. Lord, here I am. And it's been an unbelievable ride ever since. Since February, we've been blessed to have Free Inside Ministry on the radio airwaves through Salem Media Hawaii on 99.5 FM, The Word. And we have now reached over 20 countries, 18 languages. And just last week, 23,000 people had hit the Facebook page. The Facebook page is just something that has a lot of what's going on in the ministry. It has links to some of our messages here on the radio. And I want to give a shout out to Erwin Santos, who created the webpage and hooked it up with the just a wonderful thing. But he hooked up the webpage, but our Facebook page feeds right into the webpage. I want to thank you, Erwin, for that. And also a big shout out to Mark Benson and his gang at Honolulu Ford for their steady and constant support. But my brothers and my sisters, my brethren, you know, Saturday, actually this whole weekend was just a buildup to what is coming this weekend to Oahu. On Saturday at Aloha Stadium and Kapolei Fairgrounds at 10 a.m. is something called A Day of Compassion with Convoy of Hope Hawaii. We've been here 2 years already. This is the first year that we went to the island of Molokai. I want to tell you firsthand from my very own lips, Molokai was blessed beyond their imagination. I cannot even describe the joy of the kids running through the gate to go get free shoes. I can't even explain the joy of the people who stood in line to get their haircut. I want to give a big shout out. I want to give a big shout out to Paul Mitchell Hair Salon School, Joanie and her crew. We provided the funding for three hairstylists, licensed hairstylists, to go to the island of Molokai to bless them and give them haircuts. But what is the miracle is that 10 other students raised their own money to pay their own way to take care of themselves, to get to the island of Molokai. So we actually had 13 hairstylists from Paul Mitchell Hair Salon School there on Molokai. Man, it brings me to tears when I think about the looks in the kids' eyes when they were getting their haircut. When I see a mom holding a toddler in her arms and they're both getting their haircut at the same time. When I see Kupuna there, who probably have not had a very great haircut in a long time, just smiling there with the joy of the Lord in their heart. and having someone talk to them, having someone just talk story and cut their hair, who's a professional stylist. You know, that team was just incredible. I just cannot give them props enough. They were the definition of awesomeness. They started at 4:15 and the last haircut was finished at 10:30. You're talking 6 hours and 15 minutes, my brethren. You're talking over 300 haircuts provided by that team. You know, and I just love them. I just love them. And you know what I love even more is when they got back, their lives had been changed. It is by the Holy Spirit. It's by the compassion they had in themselves to help those that are in need. Molokai at Kaunokakai Ballpark. You know, and now I get an email that says they want to go back. Can we do this more often? Oh, hallelujah. You know, when the Spirit of the Lord takes your life over, when you feel the joy of the Lord in your heart, when you're able to help people, not give them a handout, but you lift them up. It's not a handout, it's a hand up. And you're able to help them, and you can just see the joy in the people's face and the happiness and the love and the law. Oh, that just warms my heart. You know, I'm a big crybaby anyway, but, you know, it's just incredible how something like that can be forever changed. You know, we ran out of the, you know, I can't, you got to go to the Facebook page, Convoy of Hope Hawaii. That's our Facebook page. How do you cook 500 pounds of beef, of stew meat? Well, you grab 9 industrial-sized woks with 9 propane tanks and you crank them all at one time. How do you cut 400 pounds of potatoes? You call everybody and their brother. You have a chop-chop party the night before, along with the 300 pounds of carrots, 200 pounds of celery, and 100 pounds of onions. And that thing was broke them out onolicious. You wouldn't believe how that beef stew went taste. We also were able to bless them with over 5,000 bags of groceries. Unbelievable. We had 589. Let me just give you some of these numbers that just are incredible. We had 589 volunteers. That's a lot of volunteers. There's only 7,500 or so people on the island. Over 25 organizations participated, 12 out of 18 churches. Over 2,600 guests came. So that means we had almost 3,200 people there at Kaunokakai Ballpark. You know, we got to pray for almost 1,800 of them, which is a blessing in itself. But, you know, it's what draws you there, you know. Molokai is such a beautiful island, just beautiful. And they might not have many job opportunities. They might not have many economic options. But they are rich. And when I say rich, I'm talking R-I-C-H. They are rich in love. They are rich in the aloha spirit. True, genuine aloha is on Molokai. That's why they say Molokai mo better, not mo butter, because we did go to Kanemitsu's for bread. That's another broke them out experience. You know, I want to give a shout out to Pastor Randy and Brother Eddie for the Concert of Hope that they put forth, you know, at Barrett and Tarawai, Danny Lehman, and also Christ Afari. And I got to be straight up with you guys. Buy these people's music. Buy whatever Danny Lehman's got out. Buy whatever Barrett Awaya and Tara's got out. And buy Christ Afari. Because I'm telling you, to me, I thought Christian reggae was an oxymoron. The only thing right with that was I was a moron. You know, how can we judge so quick? You know, Christian reggae, that doesn't make sense. Well, you know what? Listen to their music. It makes sense. It got everybody up. It got everybody rocking for the Lord. It got people dancing with the joy of the Lord. And, you know, it's just the old hymns, the old songs with a reggae beat. And I got to tell you, I saw our good friend, our good sister, Dawn O'Brien, the Dawn of a New Day. She can skank, man. She was awesome in the front. You know, she was doing it up, you know, and just the joy of the Lord leading all those kids there. It was just when you see the freedom of the Lord, freedom of the Spirit, where you can just express yourself and rejoice in the Lord. Man, it was unbelievable. The sunset Friday night, it was blue skies with gold streaks, man, with a bright star in the north. It was incredible. Full moon. I mean, God's artistry was on display. But you see, the real artistry, my brothers and my sister, the real palette that I'm talking about, my brethren, is the palette of your soul, the palette of your heart. When you see people's lives changed right in front of you because of the fact that they have a free beef stew rice bowl, when you see the joy in their face come when their kids are happy playing all kind of games and everything, getting prizes for free, when you see the joy of a grandma, of a grandpa watching their grandchildren get haircuts and they're looking awesome, and you see the joy in their face. That's the love of Jesus. When you see family portraits, when you see people clutching that portrait with their hand because it's the only professional portrait they've ever had of their family, when you see them holding on to that in dear life in the plastic bag, you know they have been touched by the Lord. You know, when you see them just sitting down there relaxing, looking around, not worrying about the troubles of the day, just enjoying the moment. The peace, the calmness, the aloha. We had 3,000 plus people there. Not one incident, not one altercation. Everybody was so gracious. Everyone was so hospitable. Everybody was hugging each other. Oh my goodness, it's like a family reunion. I think that's what heaven's going to look like when we all get there. It's going to be, everybody's going to be filled with the joy. We're not going to have any more troubles. We're not going to have any more hassles, man. It's all going to be good. That's what I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters. If Jesus Christ is not your Lord and Savior, what are you waiting for? I'm talking about the joy that surpasses all understanding. I'm talking about the peace that surpasses all understanding. Your world might be upside down right now, but God's going to make it right side up. It's not that everything's going to be perfect. It's that you're going to have the peace that you can make it through what you're going through. You see, a lot of times we just lean towards what makes popular. We're only going to listen to what the world has. You know, I had a wonderful pastor speaking the other morning. I'm going to share a few of his points because that's how impactful it was to me. I wrote them down. And it's just like, you know, sometimes, especially as he shared when he was driving up the road from the east side or from the west side, and he was coming up. And all the trees, they're bent over from the wind. You know how the wind is always blowing. Sometimes you see trees like that. They just bent over so long, they just grow crooked now. They're growing over. But that's because something has influenced them. Something has made them bend. Something has altered their natural design. Something has changed the way that they were made up originally to now they're leaning towards something. How are you bent, my brothers and sisters? You see, when we have the Convoy of Hope Hawaii, when our volunteers come and our executive committee come, that is because we are bent. We are leaning towards the loss. We are leaning towards the loss. We lean towards them. We don't do what's easy or popular. We go out and we help those that are in need. A lot of churches are getting away from that. A lot of churches are becoming too sanctified. But you know what? That's why we're in the prisons. That's why Free Inside Ministry is in the prisons 42 times a month on the island of Oahu. That's why Free Inside Ministry goes to Saguaro, Arizona. That's why Free Inside Ministry will not stop doing what the Lord has told us to do, is to reach the lost and to bring the captives and set them free. It's to get them out of the depths of hell. I plunder hell every time I go into prison to build the kingdom of God. And the enemy hates me. The enemy comes after me. But you know what? I praise my Jesus in the storm. I praise my God when it's raining. I praise my God when the thunder and lightning cracks, because you know what? I stand for righteousness. I'm going to die right than live wrong, my brothers and sisters, because I'm going to keep going in. Our team's going to keep coming in. We're going to keep reaching out. You're going to see us every Monday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, every Friday, every Saturday, and every Sunday. You're going to see us in the prison, because that's what the Lord has called us to do. You see, because when you're doing something that's not popular with everybody else, that's what separates you. That is the separation. That is a sanctification, because you're there to win souls. You're not there for the show. You're there to win souls. Hallelujah. You see, our biggest competition is not other churches. Our biggest competition is ourselves. Our biggest competition is our doctrine. It's all the politics. It's all the religiosity. You see, what happens is we worry so much about what other churches are doing, we forget to do what the Lord told us to do. You know how that goes. You know, when there's a new church that pops up in the neighborhood, oh, everybody gets scared. They get all nuts. They start looking around. They're going, wow. You know, they don't sing praise and worship like we do. Wow. They don't have a midweek service like we do. Wow. They don't even cook huli huli chicken like we do. Come on, church. It's not about competition, it's about completion. Competition is not amongst the brethren. Competition is against the devil. And if you know anything about competition, there's a winner and a loser. And my brothers and my sisters, we win every time. The devil is a loser. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. You've got to know that to the very core of your heart. Hallelujah. You see, because my friend, he said, and I love this, when the church is in position, God will take possession. Hallelujah. But we're not in position yet, because God's not going to bless no mess. We're not right. We're not in alignment for the assignment. We have to be where God wants us to be. But I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, God loves you so much where you are. Never for a moment think that you have done anything, or you have thought anything, or you have said anything that would separate you from the love of God. Romans 8:28. No. Romans 8:37 and 8:38. God loves you. Nothing you do can separate you from the love of God. You've got to know that to your very heart. You see, because what happens, that's the devil talking to you. That's the devil trying to get into your mind, but you got to stand on the word of God. Because if you live in the past, you will stay stuck in stupid. You guys can write that one down too. That's a good one. If you live in the past, you will stay stuck in stupid. You see, a lot of times we look in the Bible for stories. We look how that relates to our everyday life. Look at Zacchaeus. He was despised of. Nobody liked him. But Jesus chose him to have dinner with. Zacchaeus was so short. Everybody despised him, but he had to get above the crowd. He had to separate himself from the crowd. He had to climb up to the tree to see Jesus. You see, but Jesus is looking for those who are looking for him. Zacchaeus was looking for Jesus. Zacchaeus knew that the Messiah was coming. Zacchaeus knew that Jesus was going to be there. He knew who was coming. He knew where he was going to be. That was a divine appointment. And Jesus selected Zacchaeus. You see, but all throughout the Bible, you've got to realize Jesus never once pointed at the problems that the people had, but he pointed them towards grace. Oh, my Lord, can we be more like that? Can we be more like that? Can we just do what the Lord wants us to do? You know, our ministry leans to those that are incarcerated, because I know that the only way you're going to make it is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. No program is going to save you. Nothing's going to save you. It's only a temporary fix. The eternal fix is Jesus Christ. How can you say that, Brother Bula? Well, I say that quite easily and very readily, because if you were to take a piece of paper and on one side of the paper, you were to write everything that is eternal, and on the other side of the paper, you were to write everything that's temporary, try that. Let's just try that in our mind. Okay, what would be temporary? The car, the house. What would be eternal? My bank account? No, that's temporary. Let's see, my IRA, that's eternal. No, that's temporary. My checkbook? No, that's temporary. That's not eternal. My mortgage? Although it feels like eternity, that's temporal. My family's eternal? Not really. They're temporal. Unless they're all believers, then they will be in eternity. What is eternal? One thing, salvation. Everything else, every single thing is temporary. Anything you do, anything you have, anything you want is temporary. The only eternal thing that you have in your life is your salvation. Hallelujah. If that's not a reason to drop to your knees and thank your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I don't know what is. But you see, what happens is a lot of times we don't believe what we don't know. See, when people don't know about something, what they don't know, they fear. What people fear, they will attack. That's just human nature. See, in our faith, we believe in the unseen, not the seen, because it's harder to do that, but that's what we have to do. The easy way is to only believe what's in front of you. You see, in Molokai, what I learned a lot. I learned you don't have to have everything to give something. I learned that poverty is about the absence of hope. It's about the absence of light. But you see, poverty is not the absence of money. Poverty is not the absence of money. Poverty is about the absence of hope. In Molokai, they've had 10 suicides in the last 6 weeks. That's too many. That's too many people taking their lives. You know why they take their lives? Or you know why the addictions are so high? Because they're looking for something. They're looking for an answer. It's not in the bottle. It's not in the needle. It's not in the pipe. It's not in the rope hanging around your neck. It's not in the weed. It's not in the alcohol. The only hope you have, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. We stand on that word. You see, a lot of times we're scared of the future. Admittedly, I'm afraid of the future at times too, but you know what? I know who is in charge of the future. It's our Lord Jesus Christ. See, we have to remember to stay rooted in our past, but we have to be geared for the future. We have to be rooted in our past, but geared for the future. You know, it's funny because I think the older we get, the greater our compassion. But you see, there's hope, because those young men and women that were from Paul Mitchell Hair Salon School, they have much compassion. I think their compassion is greater now for what they were able to do on Saturday at Convoy of Hope, Hawaii, on the island of Molokai at Kaunakakai Ballpark. And I just want to give a big shout out. I mean, big, I can't even make them so big. Pastor Cameron Hero, island of Molokai, our site coordinator. You know that song, "We Don't Need Another Hero"? Well, I got the antithesis, or the opposite of that. I got another hero. It's Cameron. Wonderful job, my brother. Love you so much. Love all of your team leaders. Love all of your team leaders, brother. Hope that everything is well. You know, we just want to give a shout out to Cameron for all his resourcefulness, his hard work, and doing something that had never been done in Molokai before. But you know what? And even Colette Machado, everybody, names too numerous to mention, Pastor Bill, all you guys. At our last meeting that I mentioned last week, the leaders meeting on Tuesday, that was heaven, man. We was all sitting there eating, talking story, everybody getting along, nobody beefing. That was wonderful. And you see that segue, that parlayed, that moved right into Saturday. We actually moved into the volunteer rally, which is wonderful. Wonderful volunteer rally Friday night. And all the volunteers, 589 volunteers, who themselves were probably in need of services and goods we had, but still they volunteered. What compassion is that? But don't worry, they were all able to get their services and goods also. There was plenty to go around, because we serve a Lord of abundance. We serve a Lord of plenty. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give them life and in abundance, which was demonstrated by the thousands of grocery bags that were unpacked Saturday afternoon at Kaunakakai Ballpark. You know, my brothers and my sisters, we have to think. We have to think about how we're going to live our life. And you know, Pastor Ron Showers made a bold statement. He said, at your funeral, what do you want them to say? Think about that. What would you like them to say about you? Probably good things, probably positive things. You see, because if you're able to write that down, and you can use this as an exercise when you have a spare moment or two, for my brethren that are incarcerated, and even for those that are on the outside, because like I say, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. Hallelujah. But at your funeral, what do you want them to say? Now, when you're able to write down a few things and think about this, ponder about it, take your time. There's no right answer, no wrong answer. They're just your answers. You see, that is not your eulogy that you have written. That now becomes your life plan. If that's what you want people to remember you by, then live for that, live towards that, and move towards that, and make that your being. See, my brothers and my sisters, don't give up hope, because Jesus is your hope. Jesus is your hope. You have to know that the truth will set you free. Everybody's looking for truth, and everybody's looking for a relationship. Those are two things that people really need. The truth will set you free, but we just need people to assist them on that path. You see, you don't have to be poor in spirit. You can be rich in spirit, just poor in the world. You see, sometimes in our churches, my brethren, and I'm speaking to the choir right now, we get real comfortable. We get comfortable so we don't want to do what we normally wanted to do when we first became believers. We've lost that spirit. We've lost that fire that compelled us to go out and to preach the gospel and to make disciples of all nations, to save the lost, set the captives free. But you see, our hope and our prayer, my brothers and my sisters who are believers, we should say, God, put me in a place where my faith has no boundaries. Lord, put me in a place where my feet can't reach the bottom. Remember small kid time when you go down Ala Moana, you go down to the beach, yeah? First time you go out there, you know, it could be small kid, 6, 7 years old. You only want to play in the shallows where your feet can touch. You have that security, knowing that your feet are on the sand that's below you. It's not too deep. You're not going to drown because, you know, your feet are there. So your head and your nose and your mouth, more importantly, are above the level of the water. And that first time when you misstep or you hit a hole or you go underwater, oh, panic. Let's not be Christians like that. Let's go into deep, deep waters. Let's be confident that we are not going to drown because God is still in control. We're going to go out into deep, deep waters because we're going to stir up deep, deep wells. Yes, because we're going to jump in the river of life. Hallelujah. You know, the living waters that we brought to Molokai drenched the thirsty people that were there. They know Jesus is real. They know what the love of God is. See, we were able to go there and be Jesus with skin. We were able to go there, and instead of saying Jesus loves you, we showed them that Jesus loves you. They might think it was about the groceries. They might think it was about the shoes. They might think it was about the entertainment. They might think it was about the free haircuts. But for the believers, we just know that was the hand of God being extended to them. The 1,000 people plus that attended the service by Pastor Waxer and Pastor Guy, unbelievable. Kaunakakai Park will never be the same. I pray that the island of Molokai is changed once and for all. But my brothers and my sisters, tell your families this Saturday on Oahu, Aloha Stadium and Kapolei Fairgrounds at 10 a.m. But go early. Go down there about 9 o'clock because we're going to just be there early. Take my word for it. Free haircuts. Free services. Kapolei, we got free mammograms. Kapolei, send your auntie, send your sister, send your mother, send your grandma. If they need a mammogram, they will be given a certificate or an appointment at Queens Medical Center to get a mammogram. If you know my car, no more bus pass, you can't get there, they will provide you transportation free to get to Queens Hospital. My brothers and my sisters, it's going to be a glorious day for our Lord this Saturday. If you can, come out and help. If not, just come and grab some goods, man, goodies. Come bring the kids. It's Kids Zone, free rides, free games, free prizes, free lunch, free entertainment, free haircuts, free shoes, free backpacks and supplies, free clothes at both sites, guys, free clothes. We got everything going. Just want to reach out to you and tell you, don't be ashamed, come. It's for anybody. Convoy of Hope Hawaii is about local people using local resources to help local brothers and sisters in need. Period. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. My brothers and sisters, let's just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, take care of my brothers and my sisters tonight. May they get some rest. May they have the peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, hear their prayers as they call out to you. Protect their families, provide for their families, and heal their families. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you, and we thank you. Amen. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Have a blessed evening. Get some rest, and know that God is still in control.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.